Dan Hughes, a lifetime in basketball, a legacy built on love, persistence. Lowell native Dan Hughes is the only WNBA coach to take four different franchises to the playoffs and advance all four teams, by Ashley Pompless. Washington County's WNBA champion talks about his career, his legacy, and the love he has for his wife. Dan Hughes remembers being 7 years old, watching Fort Fry High School basketball play in the state tournament. He knew he wanted to have a career in basketball, and he knew from an early age that he would become a basketball coach. Throughout his adolescence, Hughes says there were only a few channels offered on television airing basketball games. He would have to plan around his schedule when games would be televised, making any match exciting to watch. Even when learning to read, instead of Dr. Seuss books, the first thing Hughes remembers reading was the newspaper and the standings of different sports teams. Sports always played a central role in Hughes' life, including playing them himself. His game evolved from playing against his father at the homemade wooden backboard hanging outside the garage to the hardwood of the Fort Fry High School team. He says his parents were his inspiration when he accepted an offer to play at Muskingum University. Being thrilled that someone wanted to have him as an athlete, Hughes would be a dual athlete playing basketball and baseball as an undergraduate. Believing to be better at baseball than basketball, Hughes felt inspired that a coach would talk to him and open the door for the basketball world. I wanted to make my mom and dad proud. For some reason, it became doing good in basketball, Hugh says. You grew up in Southeast Ohio, and you're close enough to West Virginia, and if you're growing up in my era, Jerry West was a huge kind of influence. None of my family had gone to college. My immediate family were business people and great people, good collar people, but going to college was a big deal. I was a little scared. At the beginning. As a senior at Muskingum in 1977, Hughes' mentor, Coach Jim Burson, offered him the freshman team coaching job. He threw me right in, Hughes said. I mean, he allowed me to be around the varsity program, which was very, very good that year, but also I got to coach, and that was a pretty big step for him to trust me to do. After Muskingum, Hughes went on to pursue a master's in education at Miami University. It was preferred to have a master's degree to be hired as a collegiate coach. At the time, Hughes was engaged to his college sweetheart, Mary, who had one more year at Muskingum. He says his goal was to earn his master's before they married. As a graduate assistant to the Miami basketball team in 1978, Hughes helped the Redhawks win the Mid-American Conference Championship and the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. With his master's in education and coaching shops in hand, he took a job at Madison Plains High School. I took over a team that had not done good but had aspirations of being good, Hughes says. I don't think I was a very veteran coach at that moment, so it had a lot to do with the players, and the players really gave me an experience that inspired me, probably the rest of my career. Mike Wilson, the captain of the Madison Plains Golden Eagles, says Hughes introduced discipline that they really needed. Wilson says he thinks coaching at Madison Plains was win-win. It was just fortunate that he came in with the talent that he had, Wilson says, the coaching knowledge that he had, and saw what talent we had to work with, but that was what kicked off his career. Coaching in college. Having the range of coaching experiences, Hughes knew he wanted to be a college coach at minimum. In short order, he was an assistant coach at University of Mount Union and Baldwin Wallace University before an auspicious meeting with Larry Gibson while at a tournament in Ohio University's Convocation Center. Gibson would go on to offer Hughes a coaching job at the University of Toledo. It was like a third assistant, where you had a ceiling on what you could earn, but it gave me my foot into Toledo, and then he advanced me to be a full-time assistant, Hughes says. He worked for the men's team 1991-96. The kismet came calling in 1996 when he was offered the assistant coach of the women's basketball team. After discussing the opportunity with his wife, they thought the job felt right. The year he coached the women's team, they won the MAC championship and they went on to the NCAA tournament. Hughes' banner year at Toledo coincided with the same year the WNBA played its first game. WNBA. Hugh's father, who ran a restaurant and owned a furniture store in Lowell, knew his son wanted to become a coach someday. When the opportunity to coach for the Charlotte Sting, one of the eight WNBA teams, opened, his father told Hughes that it would be the ticket for him. So Hughes began to educate himself about the WNBA because it was very new at the time and just starting up. Tapes were the lifeline for Hughes to learn and see what the vision was for the women's team. Hughes says the basketball part of learning was fine, but learning the women's game, the people and the players, he had to learn quickly. All things considered, Hughes was proud of the work he invested in the women's game. Mary Nell Metters was the head coach of the Charlotte Sting at the time, and when Hughes first interviewed with her, she did not offer him the job. "I said to her, 'You'll be sorry if you don't talk to me,' Hughes said. Now that's a pretty bold statement. So she did, but she didn't give me the job. But then, about a year later, it didn't work out with the person. She retired and she came back, and I interviewed again." As a part of the learning experience of interviewing for the assistant coaching position, Hughes says that if he could give something to a male or a female player, he wouldn't give them talent but would give them persistence. He says persistence is what can separate players. About halfway through the 1999 season at Charlotte, the team was not doing very well. The Sting was in last place and coaching changes were made, offering Hughes the position to be an interim head coach. In a nutshell, that was his trial period. Now, what was interesting about Charlotte was that the point guard on that team was Dawn Staley, the current South Carolina Gamecocks head coach, and Hughes says that was a pretty good place to start. During the 1999 season in Charlotte, Hughes kept his home back in Toledo, where his family stayed behind while he coached. So, when the opportunity to be a head coach, the Cleveland Rockers, opened, Hughes took the job to be close to home. It gave him the chance to not move his daughter from the opportunities offered to her for a good volleyball career. Always a Cleveland guy at heart, the opportunity was too good for Hughes to pass up. Trisha Binford, a former player from the Rockers and the current head coach of the Montana State Bobcats, says Hughes helped change the culture and always saw the potential in all the players. "He was super positive, even though he was intense. He just wanted the best for everybody. It's really unique to have a coach tell you that you could be a star, you could be a role player for the Rockers, but his respect was throughout, across the board," Binford says. "You could be in any role, and you still had just tremendous respect because he was just so good to people he cared about. He cared about the journey, cared about your success, and he's been one of my greatest mentors ever since." Binford says when she played for the Rockers, she was picked mid-season when the team was at its lowest point. A team culture had not been brought in at that point, and she says it felt like the team was just going through the motions. However, when Hughes took over, the team adopted a bond that allowed them to lock in and even win the ECC. Hughes served as an inspiration to everyone, maintaining relationships even long after the team disbanded. Binford says she maintained contact because she respected him and his mind for the game. "It's one of those things that is, when I got into the profession, he was the first person I actually contacted when I was considering retiring," Binford says. "He's got a lot of great information, but he also has just the understanding of the stressors, the pressures of a college coach, and what that means to look like from a life balance standpoint. Spiritually, I think we align really similarly there, as well as our culture and our values. He's just been a great friend, a great mentor, and I will always reach out to him for just supporting getting better at what I do." The three seasons Hughes spent with Cleveland before the team disbanded in 2003 were when his brand was established, as to what kind of coach he was and what the culture would look like if he were the coach. According to the Sports Business Journal, Cleveland may likely get a WNBA again by 2028. "I was head coach and we were the Rockers," Hugh said. "I'm a rock and roll guy, and we did things with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I met a lot of people there, and I just identified, and I still do identify with Cleveland. So that broke my heart when, you know, they disbanded, and then you're kind of at a crossroads. What do, right?" And then San Antonio stepped in. The San Silver Antonio Stars called Hughes a year before Cleveland's final season. At the time, taking the job did not seem like the right fit, and Hughes believed that he would not have been hired anyway. A year later, after San Antonio made staff changes, they were getting serious about the program. After talking to them, it felt right then for Hughes to take the job and move to San Antonio. Something important to Hughes was for both of his children to start and finish school in one place, so moving to San Antonio allowed his son to have that opportunity. Moving to Texas was tough, being a deep-seated Ohioan, but San Antonio was very welcoming to him, his wife, and his two children, Bryce and Sarah, when he began his first season in 2005. After spending 12 years with San Antonio and going to the championship once toward the end of his career with the Stars, multiple players were retiring and the team was suffering from a rebuild, transitioning from coaching players in their prime to retiring to starting it up again. Hughes watched the franchise become the Las Vegas Aces in 2018. In 2016, Hughes decided it was time to pass the baton and to step away from San Antonio. He spent a year from the WNBA before taking on the head coaching position for the Seattle Storm, something that drew him to Seattle were players like Breanna Stewart, Jewel Lloyd, and Sue Bird. Each one of them was a player Hughes had dreamed of coaching, something that Hughes had succeeded at yet, which he had never done before his coaching career in Seattle, was win a championship. He would go on to win not one, but two titles in 2018 and 2020 with the Seattle Storm. After winning the first championship, he couldn't help but think of the hard work of the players and the support of those around him. I went through a series of emotions. I knew we were good, and the coach in a lot of cases kind of has the best gauge. I always knew we were the best team, Hugh said. I tried 15 years to win a championship. I kind of kept reaching that for that in my confidence. Winning that was an absolute testament to the players that I had believed in. It was also a testament to being persistent. I just remember wanting to find my wife. She was the person I wanted to see. On to the Olympics. After spending time in Seattle and winning two championships, it was time for Hughes to retire from the WNBA in 2021. He had gone through COVID-19, battled cancer, and had the Olympics coming up. The groundwork had been laid for the next Storm coach, and everyone thought it would be the best timing for the transition. In 2019, his former point guard and USA Women's Basketball National Team head coach, Dawn Staley, selected Hughes to serve as an assistant coach for the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games, where the team would achieve a gold medal. I had coached Dawn, and so that was a wonderful honor, Hughes said. So then I spent the last 5 years with the USA Basketball as a coach. After the team beat Japan and won the gold, Hughes knew it was the last time he was going to be an active coach, on a staff, or with a team. He knew that was it, and he was overwhelmed with emotion. He couldn't help but think of the people that were really important in his life. I thought of my mom and dad, and my mom was still alive, Hugh said. My dad had passed, and I just thought of how great would that have been for him, who served in the Air Force, who was very much my biggest supporter. But you think of people like that, people that really had invested in your journey. Retirement and reflection. Currently, Hughes works as a chief basketball advisor for a software company called VReps Basketball, which revolutionizes basketball training and strategy with innovative technology. According to the company's site, it enhances the game by combining traditional coaching and interactive digital tools. Hughes also did some broadcasting for ESPN up until 2024. Hughes was also introduced into the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame in April 2024, which was a really special moment in his life. A two-time WNBA champion and gold medal-winning coach, Hughes is the only coach in WNBA history to take four different franchises to the playoff and advance all four teams. With a record of 281-311, he claims the third most wins all-time in the league. He was also twice named WNBA Coach of the Year, first in 2001 and again in 2007. Eight of the players on one of his first teams, Madison Plains, even came to support Hughes when he was inducted. It was amazing for Hughes to see them all those years later. Wilson says he was the one who spearheaded getting the group together to support Hughes' success. Everybody had a great time, Wilson said. I know Dan was happy to have everybody there, but that was quite an honor for us that we were there to get to see that. He's done well for himself. I mean, he's made it. And it all started at a little Madison Plains. Someone that Hughes made known in the life he has led, it could not get done without the support of his wife. She was the most influential person and his greatest assistant, consistently in his life through everything. We were a good team, and she played a role that it's hard to deny. I would not have been nearly as good without her. She did it all, Hugh said. She did it all, and she was honest with me. The things that my kids and my wife gave me were a reflection of myself. That was when they would tell me when I was wrong, and that you need someone like that in your life.